Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. No more talking about the election in terms of days. It's time to talk about it in terms of hours. Tomorrow is the day for voters to cast their ballots. Vice presidential candidate Tim Walz reminding voters in North Carolina.
You are ground zero of how this thing can be won right through here. Yeah. We win North Carolina, this thing's over. That's it.
Donald Trump telling voters in Georgia.
4 years of Kamala and Sleepy Joe have delivered nothing but economic hell for American workers.
78 million Americans have already cast their ballots, either voted early or voted by mail. He worked with everyone from Frank Sinatra to Michael Jackson and Ray Charles. Music producer Quincy Jones has died at the age of 91. The King and Queen of Spain pelted with mud by angry people in a town in Valencia. More than 200 people killed in extreme flooding last week. 36 people killed when an overcrowded bus veered off the road and plunged into a gorge in northern India. This is ABC News. An FCC commissioner blasting NBC for Vice President Kamala Harris's surprise appearance on Saturday Night Live over the weekend. The Trump appointee calling it an effort to evade the equal time rule, and the network has responded.
Last night, NBC gave Trump this free 60-second ad during NASCAR coverage.
Kamala and her friends broke it. I'll fix it.
As for Harris, she appeared with SNL alum Maya Rudolph.
The American people want to stop the chaos
and end the drama.
NBC has said it will comply with any regulatory obligations. SNL executive producer Lorne Michaels indicated just last month that neither candidate would appear on the show, citing concern about the FCC's equal time provision.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. The FCC says commissioner's comments do not represent the agencies and it has not received a complaint from any interested party. Dawson's Creek star James Vanderbeek has announced that he has colorectal cancer. He's 47 years old. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
The Packers lose to the Lions. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers losing to the Lions in a game with heavy rain, 24-14 in favor of Detroit. Green Bay receivers dropping several passes. The Packers penalized 10 times for 67 yards. Matt LaFleur.
I was disappointed with the number of penalties and just self-inflicted wounds that we had, and you can't do that against a really good football team.
The Packers now 6-3 heading into the bye. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell at a loss for words after losing to the Iowa Hawks. Hawkeyes 42-10.
Well, there's not a whole lot that words can say to explain, you know, how I feel. Just the same kind of thing you said in the locker room. It's really, really tough to put it to words right now. We're going to have to pick ourselves up. We're going to have to move forward, and we're going to have to find a way to make sure we're better.
The Badgers fall to 5-4. Baseball Brewers outfielder Sal Frelick and second baseman Bryce Terang each named Gold Glove winners. The team declined closer Devin Williams' option for next season, although he remains on the roster for now. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. From the little screen to the big screen, John Krasinski is keeping the role of Jack Ryan. Krasinski played Ryan for 4 seasons on the Amazon Prime series Jack Ryan. The Hollywood Reporter says he will now move to the big screen, where he will be the 5th actor to play the character over the last 35 years. Previous Ryans include Alec Baldwin, Harrison Ford, Ben Affleck, and Chris Pine. There is no word yet on which Tom Clancy novel the next film will be based on. Joining Krasinski in the cast will be Wendell Pierce as James Greer and Mike Kelly as Mike. Mike November, both men also reprising their roles from the Prime series. Wicked opens November 15th in theaters, and the early buzz from critics, they're raving about it. One critic for Variety called it a masterpiece. Pop star Ariana Grande plays the lead role of Glinda. If you hear a murmuring across the country, it's Oscar buzz. This is part one of the film. Part two will hit theaters in 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cloudy, drizzly, some fog today. Highs in the mid-60s this afternoon with wind out of the south at around 10 to 20. Rain tonight and tomorrow, some thunderstorms as well. Rain amounts of a half inch or more possible. 55 tonight, 62 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Derek Mosley from the Lubar Center at Marquette University will be here to break down the latest polls, and we will wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. What? Good morning. No, it isn't Victory Monday, but no, John, did you think we're going to win?
Well, I'm just going to make this point right off the bat. So, who's the best runner of the quarterbacks? Malik Willis.
Oh yeah.
Who's the healthiest of the quarterbacks?
Well, Willis, mm-hmm. Sure.
Who wants to throw a football in an absolute monsoon?
You know,
against a really tough defense. Why they didn't put Malik Willis in to start the second half is going to be one of the greatest mysteries. I've covered the Green Bay Packers since Curly Lambeau was on JV, okay?
Right.
Why I've never seen the Green Bay Packers allow an injured player at the quarterback position to continue to play last night instead of putting in the strong, healthy, fast Malik Willis, who's done a great job. The conditions
were right
for that type of a quarterback.
Yeah,
not even a question. They were right for that kind of a quarterback. Yeah. You know what it reminded me of? I'll tell you what it reminded me of. And I don't want to get melodramatic here, but years ago in a playoff game, when RG3, Robert Griffin III, mm-hmm. rookie of the year, unbelievable splash he made in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Heisman Trophy winner, comes in for the Washington Redskins at the time, under Shanahan. Coach Shanahan was the coach. And they're in a playoff game, and he got hurt his knee. And he didn't want to come out. He kept saying he didn't want to come out. And the coach let him go out there all the time. That affected him. He got hurt worse, affected him for the rest of his career.
Yeah.
When I was watching that game last night, I thought to myself, please don't let this be an RG3 situation where you've got a, for lack of better words, a wounded guy out there trying to play. He can't protect himself. I thought that was disgraceful that they left him in the football game.
Yeah, I can see. I can't. The RG3 thing, I remember that. That was a playoff game.
Nationally televised.
Right.
This only was, game on at that time.
This was not a playoff game.
And it was.
I mean, we wanted to win.
It was the same type of conditions.
Yeah.
You know, really rainy. He couldn't plant. That was ridiculous that they didn't put in Malik Willis in that second half. One of the worst coaching moves I've seen in Green Bay Packer recent history.
Yeah, and they knew they were going into a bye. Let the guy rest up. That's not that critical of a game.
No. I mean, and after Love. After Love threw that really ridiculous interception
before
the half, at that point, why Matt LaFleur didn't say, okay, sit down.
And Malik is good. It's not like he's a bad quarterback.
No. And in those kind of conditions, he would have been ideal. He would have been able to run so much more. Okay, Jordan Love is a great runner when he's healthy.
Right.
He wasn't the slightest bit healthy.
Oh, no.
He couldn't even jog downfield after that one at the last play of the end of the first half. That was ridiculous. It was conditions that were ideal for the skill set of Malik Willis.
Yep. Do you think, though, that he was in the coach's ear, put me in, coach?
Well, I think what's Jordan Love was in the coach's ear saying, don't pull me out, coach. Don't pull me out.
Yeah, okay, that's what I meant. Yeah.
But at some point, you got to be the coach and say, listen, this is the future of our franchise. And we've got him running around out there vulnerable because he can't get away from the rush. I can't come up. We got Rob Demoski. Rob, of course, longtime Green Bay Pack beat writer, covers the Packers for ESPN. He's coming on at 8:05. He'll be on for about 15 minutes. We really want to find out what Rob Demoski and the national media thinks about that.
Did you watch the press conference after? I mean, I didn't, but...
You know, I tried to, but it seemed like it must have taken a long time. Oh, then my cable went out.
Oh.
I had a good day yesterday.
Oh, it sounds
right
like
at the start of the Vikings game. Like, at the start, they're running on the field, and just, boop, black.
Wow.
Tried going through Spectrum, call them like 9 times or whatever. You know how that goes? Well, you know, reboot. Well, I didn't know. I never thought about that. Ooh. I was going to take the thing apart with my toolkit.
Yeah. Wow, that's too bad.
Yeah, I didn't have a good day.
No.
$36 for breakfast, for a senior breakfast.
That is pretty high for two people with no Bloody Marys.
No,
right?
Nothing.
Are you sure?
Zero. No orange juice. Mm-hmm. No nothing.
Right.
Todd. Senior discount omelet. Yeah,
I heard this twice already, Todd, so okay. That's why he's talking to you.
You didn't know you did. You heard part of it and then the second part. Yeah. Just hearing two parts isn't hearing the same story twice.
Okay.
So, senior discount.
Right.
For breakfast.
Yep.
Omelet.
Yep.
99, two things, ingredients.
All right.
99 cents for an extra.
Okay.
Each got... three things. So there's an extra
$2. Yep.
Okay. How much is the final total? This is the most down to earth chain restaurant, not we're in Kohler for the yada yada yada.
Right.
Most down to earth basic restaurant. Yeah.
I don't know, 15, 20 bucks?
Uh-huh. I guess 24. Because the way he was complaining, you know, it's
right.
gonna be high.
Yep.
And he goes on and on every time. He didn't say good morning yet. But okay.
$36.99.
So he's got it right.
You know
that's
why?
A lot.
So it's like, there must be something wrong. Check the thing. Diet Pepsi?
Yeah.
$3.49.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Coffee? $3.49.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought I saved the receipt. Maybe it's in my wallet upstairs. I'll go get it if you want me to get it.
No, we believe. No, John, let's get past this.
I saved the receipt to show you.
Yeah.
So I knew you wouldn't believe me.
No, and I believe you.
I'm going to guess, Jim, that in 10 years he can find that same receipt
right.
and tell
us
the story.
Again. He's got it. I found it. I found it right here under my menu from 1952.
Yep.
Okay, that's possible. But boy, we both sound like two old guys.
Yeah, I know.
Here.
But
I got to tell you something else I was trying to find yesterday. Todd.
What were you looking for?
So I told you I never stole anything in my life except that one pen that was 10 cents. It might have even been 5
That's
cents.
That's right, to change this.
It was at the five and die. It was at the Ben Franklin store. So it was either 5 cents or 10 cents.
Right.
So if I spent a couple extra days in purgatory because of that, okay, so be it.
Did you go to church this weekend?
Yeah. So anyway.
I don't think you called me. You called me, and I was in Mass, and then I called you right when I got out because I saw John Minow. The reason I asked, it was about purgatory because it was All Saints Day, right? All Saints Day.
Yeah.
It was about purgatory.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why I thought you brought that up.
No, I talked to some of them.
I thought maybe you actually did go to Mass, and then you were going to, because you don't bring up purgatory a lot.
Yeah. I figured I'd just shoo, fly by.
You're going to stop? You're going to jump over it? Yeah. Okay.
So what I was trying to find, Todd. So I did. I have to confess to you. I lied.
Okay.
I stole two things in my life.
So a pen.
Pen.
Yeah.
And the other
someone's
one goes,
heart.
Well, I don't think so. I must have been going through a bad era because this would have been like exactly maybe even the same day type of thing that I did my other malfeasance.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was captain of the patrol boys.
Oh, in
the
crossing guard.
Yeah, and every month they'd give out patrol captain of the month. They'd switch off who's captain.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I never got it. I was late sometimes and doing some stuff. And you're supposed to raise the flag. Sometimes I was late with that.
Yep.
You'd have to put out the boundaries so the cars couldn't drive. Sometimes
weren't reliable.
But that last month I put it all together, and I was captain of the patrol boy for the month.
All
and normally, what you do when you do a good job. They give you this really nice certificate.
Don't tell me you stole that certificate.
Did I say that, Jim?
I don't. I just hope. I'm thinking ahead.
No, can I just tell the story? Right, why do you have to like? Right, you know, that would be like in a trial. You'd be like throwing out those things. That would be. You can't say that.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Right, go ahead. All right.
So it's like, I'm there for awards night. We got the thing, the award. No certificate. No Johnny. And I talked to one of the nuns. I said, hey, oh, well, since school's over now, we didn't think it mattered.
Wow.
Okay. So, where did the theft come in?
I kept the badge. You know, the patrol boy would get the badge every month, the big badge you'd wear. So I've got that at home. I was trying to find it.
Okay.
Can you see that though? I didn't get certificate. So I'm gonna keep the badge.
Did you tell the nun you
took the badge?
A ransom?
No.
Mm-hmm. She didn't like me. Yeah, I think that's part of the reason she didn't print the certificate.
But, I know.
Okay. All right. So I'm glad you got it, though.
We got things. I was going to bring it in to show Todd. I was proud.
Yeah. So you still have your badge from 8th grade crossing guard.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What warehouse did you rent?
What do we got here? Bad weekend for sports in Wisconsin. Yeah, Badgers looked horrible. Lions took it to the Packers. Bucks lost. They are 1-5 on the season. Yeah. Man, my other schools, I kind of, you know, keep an eye on Michigan and Michigan State. They both got beat. So Michigan State, and Wisconsin all got beat in the same weekend. When's the last time that's ever happened? Seriously. Yeah, I mean, Michigan or Wisconsin are normally, you know.
Hey, what'd you think of the, before we move on from the Packers, what'd you think of the announcers?
I think Tom Brady, for $18 million a year, I'm not saying I'm as smooth as him or as knowledgeable as him, but I'm not sure if you took me or some guy from Appleton who does games, or so-and-so from there, and put them in the booth and said, oh, this guy, he's making $18 million a year, and he was a former player, and you just put him in a survey group with people that didn't know who they were, you wouldn't know which one was Tom Brady, which one was the guy working for a local radio station that's done high school sports all of his life. I think he's really overrated. What do you think?
A couple things. One is that he looks right at the camera, and the camera was too close to him. For his face. I mean, good-looking guy, but
I don't think the ladies had a problem with that.
No, but I don't like when people watch me eat. You know, I'm kind of eating in the game, and he's, like, staring at me. He doesn't look at the other guy. He looks
I've had people tell me when I do games constantly that if they're eating and the camera's close to my face, they can't eat.
Right. Mm. That's okay. Like, so that was me.
Yeah.
And I think he tried really hard.
He did.
I do. I think I was like, you don't have to try that hard. Sometimes if you don't, it's better, but yeah, I didn't think it was great.
You know, Tony,
and of course, the other thing is we lost the game, so that's...
Yes, you're in a pissy mood.
Right.
Tony Romo, when he started, he had some kind of funny, off-the-cuff kind of, you know, even like dad jokes or something, you know, like...
Well, that was him, like when he said, you know, Halloween was last week, but this linebacker's scary. It's like...
Oh, really?
Oh, thanks, Tom. That was awesome.
Wow.
That's just great.
I know. He had a couple of those.
Yeah. I may have turned it down a little bit.
Yeah, he doesn't do it for me at all. Got another one here from Michael. Guys, Malik is a better quarterback. I'm just saying. Yep. Yeah. Another one here. John, I was so frustrated wondering the same thing. The announcers at halftime said it had to be Love and said he couldn't play. How is it the quarterback decision? It's the quarterback's decision, not the coach's. Ask Rob Domofsky about this comment at halftime, please. Patty, another one here. Mino, I totally agree. That was the dumbest move ever, not pulling and putting in Willis, Mary.
But the coaches don't listen to the announcers. Is that what this guy's saying?
No, he's saying they listen to the quarterback. They listen to Love.
Oh, I see.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. The halftime said he couldn't play.
But, yeah, we got it. And just the fans in that weather, God bless you.
God bless them, man.
Stay in there. My wife said you'd be gone by now. And I think it was 3 minutes into the game.
I wouldn't have sat there.
No way.
Especially, honestly, after that, I've watched 8 million football games in my lifetime. Yeah. And maybe I've been known to give up too soon or to stay too long with the ship going down. When he threw that really dumb interception, over.
Let's go.
Game over. All right, we got to set a quick break. Brittany Merlot, we got a great guest lineup. And again, Rob Domofsky coming up. Back up this.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Guess what? The kids are coming up for Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's great news. Speaking of Thanksgiving, our neighbors said all their kids were coming up too. They were worried about the high cost of groceries, though.
Are you going to roast the turkey this year, or should I?
And they blamed it on inflation. It seems everyone is blaming everything on inflation.
Oh, they shouldn't blame inflation. The Fed is cutting interest rates, for crying out loud. Next year, when I'm in Congress, I'll ask the grocery industry why they are using their market power to make record profits while selling us less food. You know, ask them why they are price gouging us.
Good idea. Now, this Thanksgiving, I'll roast the turkey and you get ready to roast the price gougers.
I'm John Zarbano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by John Zarbano for Congress.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Perfect song for today.
Yeah.
You know, I hate November. I'll be honest. That's my worst month. November and April are my two worst months of the year.
No, November is one of my favorites.
Really?
Absolutely. A couple things. One is Thanksgiving's coming up, and it is kind of a time to give thanks. We have our at the new community shelter, we have our volunteer appreciation luncheon on Thursday. The residents actually cook lunch and serve it to the volunteers. We always had the when I was at City Hall, the awards for, you know, the person of the year, but people who've done the most for education, for business. I would do that in November. The leaves. I think November, Thanksgiving. I love November.
I love Thanksgiving, but otherwise November. Maybe it's because, you know what, and you might be getting this right now, so you're going to see why. It always goes back to when I had the whooping cough for like all of November one time.
Yeah.
And you sound like you got the whooping cough this morning.
That's not a whooping cough.
It sounds a little bit like the whooping cough.
Okay,
Jeff. It's making a comeback.
It is. That is true.
That or cholera. You got
no,
something?
No, but I I took the COVID test. I'm good. I'm good. Just got a little bit of a cold. Standing out in the rain for 3.5 hours cheering on my Packers.
No, you didn't stand out in the rain.
No, I didn't.
You were in the house.
I was.
You had
Milton.
You had Muffin on your lap. You had a little blanket. You had
I did.
You had, okay,
I
you
did,
had all
man.
Those things.
It was great. I know. And I just really liked that because I know how it is, as you do, to be at a game. And it's fun. But, boy, it's nice to be home too, right?
I was thinking that exact same thing.
You know? Man.
No question about it. The exact same thing. Anybody text us, anybody that was at the game, what was it like? How did it go? Looks like the Lions fans were having a, boy, they're chippy. Boy, the Lions, oh man, do they talk. And then running that reverse late in the game. I hope the Lions go down hard. I just really, I hope the Lions go down hard. I do. I don't like their attitude. Now they've gotten really full of themselves and okay. Here we go.
And fourth downs. And, yeah, they emulate their coach.
Yeah, they do. They do. I mean, you got to give them
fans,
credit. But
I was just saying the fans, too.
I know.
Emulate the coach besides
but
the
then it just, if they, but that's, what, three times in a row now they've lost at Lambeau Field? The Lions?
Yeah.
Or is it even more than
no, it's seems, three.
Three?
It's three, yeah.
Okay.
The Lions, you got to admit.
Oh, I'm not.
They were
I
a better
can't take
team,
it.
Right?
I mean, Jared Goff playing in that. I mean, again, this was their first game outdoors.
I know.
I think it's time. I think it's time to bury something. It is. It's time to bury something.
Don't get a dome in Green Bay.
No, I'm not saying that. No,
okay.
No,
boy, people would write me letters all the time.
No. Last thing in the world I would ever
say.
Last thing I would say.
Good.
Okay?
Good. All right.
It's time. Let me say this. Ironically, because of the wonderful facilities the Green Bay Packer organization have built for their players, the wonderful, incredible indoor workout facilities.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
They've lost their cold weather advantage when teams come up here because they don't actually practice in cold weather. You get these guys from Texas and Florida and Oklahoma and Los Angeles, and they come up here and they practice indoors all the time,
And then that's kind of a good point.
And then all of a sudden, hey, it's a frozen tundra, fellas. Let's go out there, Kostelnik and Nitschke and Skaronski. Let's go out there and show them what it's like to come to the Lambeau Field in December. And you know what?
You know, that's interesting.
There's zero advantage anymore. It's gone. It's gone. That I remember the last 2 years ago, the Lions, when they came to Lambeau Field, Packers needed a win for the playoffs.
Yeah.
Lions were out of the season.
Yeah.
And they destroyed the Packers. Last night, horrific weather. They had not played outdoors one time this year. Yeah. They came in. They destroyed the Packers.
I think their coach wants them to destroy the Packers. I think we're remember when Lovie Smith was at the Bears and said, look, I don't care how the season ends. The
priority one. Job one. That's what he said.
Job one. And he did.
Yeah. But wouldn't you agree? Folks, what do you think? Text me if you agree or disagree.
We lost
Have the Packers lost that
cold weather
advantage at Lambeau? Just crappy weather advantage. Because they used to practice out in the crappy weather.
Yeah.
And they don't anymore.
Right.
You know, the old say Woody Hayes always used to, his players used to complain because the weather would be horrible. He'd be practicing. And he said, he'd always say, if you're going to fight in the North Sea, you got to train in the North Sea.
Yeah.
And they don't do that anymore. And the Lions, as I mentioned, barely stepped outside this entire season. And they last night looked more comfortable in that crappy weather than the Packers did.
Yeah.
Just being honest, let me know what you think, folks. Today like is that. Use Your Common Sense Day. You should think about that.
Yeah, try that on.
Candy Day. Ralph Macchio is 63 today, forever the Karate Kid.
Guy's 63?
63.
Even though...
Really?
Although, I got to be honest.
I think he's 40.
Can I tell you a movie that...
That was a great movie, though.
But where to the guys were normal... It's like, okay, you guys... You know, you guys are tough. Why don't you go up to a bar in a small logging town in the UP or northern Wisconsin around like Hayward or someplace and walk in with your t-shirts cut off and act tough in some of those places.
Yeah.
These guys were like 140 pounds in that movie. Ralph Macchio. Oh, yeah. Who else, Todd? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Classic movie. They were all tough guys in Oklahoma in the 50s. And what's her name? Oh, my girlfriend. Diane Lane was like a teenager in that movie who grew up to be spectacular. Diane Lane, yeah. I got to give her. She's my age, and she looks spectacular.
The Outsiders?
The Outsiders.
All right.
Who is in that? Matt Dillon, Rob Lowe, Emilio Estevez, Ralph Macchio.
C. Thomas Howell.
He didn't make it big, though, then, did he? That was like his
He had a couple.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise, Rob Lowe, Patrick Swayze.
Yeah. I mean, huge, unbelievable names.
Yeah,
I mean, think about the star power there. But they were all really young. But what I'm saying is they were all like these, you know, 5'8", 140-pound guys wearing the cutoff.
Right.
It's like, how tough are
you? That's real right.
Yeah. Walk into an out-of-town bar in northern Wisconsin.
They look more like Rent, like the musical Rent.
Yeah. Okay, you need some tough gang leaders for West Side Story. What do we got here?
Side Story, that's right.
Yeah, that's another one I've never seen. Have you?
Of course.
Okay.
Oh. Yes, that. Did you sing it in choir?
What do you think?
Music from West Side Story.
I told you,
Maria.
I told Jim. Listen to me. Listen to me.
You were in choir, weren't you?
We were required to be in choir. We had to go to 10 o'clock mass every Sunday to be in choir. No questions asked.
Yeah,
except for one person. I missed one day, and she just ignored it, and she was okay with it.
She was because you know why. I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I know why she said why she benched you.
Okay.
And then where did you? We're in the first row or the top row?
We're up in the balcony.
No. Where were you standing in the choir? Was there anybody in front of you?
No.
That's why. Because they can hear you.
You know why I know that?
The good
Jim?
People are you in know the back.
You know why? Okay, I'm going to be honest with you.
So am I being honest with you, Johnny. That nun benched you, and she's like, God, he missed one. This is my out.
It's true. See, honest to God, truth.
Yeah.
But you know what was the terrible part about standing up there? Because people were going, I was itchy. Like, I had a scratch.
Oh, geez.
And it's like, oh my God, I got a scratch so bad. I was so itchy.
Yeah.
Because you start to sweat a little bit. You know what I mean?
No.
And I couldn't scratch. It's like, oh.
I love choir.
You know what? During choir practice in the school, you know what she'd have me do? Wash blackboards. True story.
I would too.
Christmas concert. You know what they had me do? Open and close the curtains.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
You know, despite softening commodity prices, farmland values remain firm. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. We'll take a closer look at who's interested in farmland these days next.
Tired of climbing ladders to constantly check grain bin levels? Mechanical level indicators failing often? Radar level technology from Bitmast Automation provides continuous, reliable level measurement you can depend on. Coupling radar sensors with a touchscreen control from Bitmast provides real-time visual indication of level with options for remote access, stack lights, and integration into a fully automated grain system. No more tossing rocks, climbing ladders, or keeping a raggedy old notebook for tracking grain levels. Bitmast Automation has the practical solutions for you. Learn more at automatemyfarm.com.
So Paul Shadegg is the Senior Vice President of Farm and Ranch Management for the Farmers National Company. That's a land auction company that conducts sales all across the United States. He said they're still finding good quality, high productive soils bringing premiums. He said, as you might expect, 75% of farmland buyers today are other farmers that are looking to scale up their operation. But what about investors, those not connected to agriculture? What are they looking for?
The investors are looking at more of a what can bring me an ROI, what can help me diversify my investment portfolio. But they've also seen over the past, if we look over the past, I mean, I can go back 40, 50 years, but especially the last 25 years, that steady appreciation in land value, some of those investors look back across that thinking, wow, we kind of missed the boat here. We should have invested 25 years ago. But they also see the fact that there's not going to be much more land developed. In fact, we're losing land as we go along.
Paul Shadegg, he's the Senior Vice President of Farm and Ranch Management for the Farmers National Company. He said, really, it gets back to basic economics, supply and demand.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
On Friday in Chicago, we saw the barrel cheese gain 0.75 cents to 186.75. 40-pound block cheese was down 0.25 cents at 183.75. Double A butter also lost 0.75 cents to 270 a pound. On the close, December corn was up 3.75 cents at 414.5. November beans stood still at 982.5. December wheat was down 2.5 at 568. July new crop, that was down 1.25 cents, 605.75. Just a Monday market recap. I'm Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be cloudy, drizzly, some fog today. Highs in the mid-60s this afternoon with wind out of the south at around 10 to 20. Rain tonight and tomorrow, some thunderstorms as well. Rain amounts of a half inch or more possible. 55 tonight, 62 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Real quick, raise your hand if you want to lose an additional 4 bands a year. Go ahead and put your hands up. Put your hands up. You voted for Kamala Harris. Oh, okay. My fault. Good, because I don't think people understand that voting for Trump means you will lose an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. If Trump is elected, he plans to add a 60% tariff on all imports from China. Anything in your house that says made in China, take the price that you paid for and add 60%. He plans to add a 20% tariff on all imports coming from every other country. With Kamala Harris's opportunity economy, she's not hitting you with the sales tax of doom. She's providing tax cuts to the middle and working class, so that means you will save an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. Plus the $25,000 she's literally handing to new homebuyers, like, you know who to vote for in this November's election. It's Kamala Harris. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support. 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
43 to I-41. This is the talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.
Thank you. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Join the conversation now by calling 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Now, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here in a dark and dreary Monday morning in November. Worst month of the year. Is there anything worse than a losing Monday in November?
A losing Monday in January.
All right, fine. We got this.
Listen what Dave put. Go ahead. See that, Dave and Seymour?
Read it.
You know, I think the frozen tundra advantage has been gone since the Falcons beat them badly in 2002. That's a long, long time.
Dave and Seymour, I remember that game, Dave. I was in Detroit doing a UW Green Bay basketball game, and I had to catch a flight. You get a kick out of this. Had to catch a flight back to Green Bay to cover the game. Okay?
Right.
Waiting for a cab in downtown at University of Detroit. Okay? Mm-hmm. Waiting for a cab. Keep calling the cab company. Yada, yada, yada. Came late. Got me to the airport. Missed my flight. Had to stay at a hotel at the airport in Detroit and watch that game. And this is no lie. When I saw the weather conditions, I thought, oh, this is a W. This will be over. I'll go to bed early and it's a W. And Michael Vick tore them apart. And Brett Favre was horrendous in that ball game. Hmm. And Dave, I couldn't agree with you more. That's when a little bit of that light bulb went off in my head, too, where it's like Atlanta, an indoor team coming up 8-0 in Green Bay, Wisconsin on a Sunday night.
Yeah.
And he tore them up.
And that's
Dave,
coincidental.
I agree. That's a good point, that game.
And at the same time as when they were doing those renovations, 2003.
Absolutely.
So they probably tied in a little bit.
Yep. Got a text here. We were at the game, dressed for the weather, and we're ready to rock and roll. That interception pretty much killed it for us. Expected Willis in the second half. Stayed till a few minutes left in the game. Lots of Lion fans around us, but they weren't obnoxious. Badger band was awesome.
Yeah, that fifth quarter.
Yeah, that's
a big deal for those kids. That is so much fun.
I was thinking of both of you guys last night. This is no lie. When they just, how they march on the field and then do their splits and they all keep in, that's so cool.
It's just, so precise.
I mean, they're just even getting into position.
Yeah.
And everything is so.
It's awesome.
That's awesome.
That fifth quarter is great. I was just hoping it was going to be good weather because that is a unbelievable marching band.
So, yeah.
Anyway.
Got another one here. You're spot on, Mino. They should have took Love out and put Willis in. They lost their cold weather edge and didn't that kicker for Detroit. First time he kicked outside, Chuck. Yeah, our guy missed his first one too.
I know.
I mean, it was tough. It was whatever. It was yeah. Vikings won last night. Yeah.
Bears got killed.
Bears got killed. Yeah. One of those weekends where it's like, and then I told you my dilemma. I don't know.
Last night? What?
Three things no one wants to hear about. Guys don't realize other guys don't want to hear about.
Yeah.
How the round of golf went?
No, I don't care about your golf.
How it went fishing?
Yeah.
And bets you didn't place.
Oh, I don't know.
I wanted to place. I got verification. I want to bet on the under last night.
Which would have been a great bet because of the weather.
My only concern was, truthfully, my only concern was that Malik Willis was going to play
and
he would run it up. They would score with Malik Willis. So I didn't bet it. You know what I mean? So I don't want to bet against the Packers. You can't. That's the worst. If you want to blow out your mind, bet against the team your heart is pulling for.
Yeah.
You want to talk about yin and yang, you know?
So did you bet?
No, but I would have won.
So you would have bet the under?
Yeah.
Yeah, you would have won. I didn't go bet. I drove past the casino because I was coming back last night.
Was it calling?
Jim, a little bit. But Jim, I had Don in the car. I thought, I think I'll just go home. Yeah. No, I know.
That's exactly the kind of voice I would think it would have.
I think so, too. Yeah.
I did. I thought about it. I thought, well, I'm going to go in there and just,
you know what I really want to do one day, though? I want to go there early on a Saturday, college football. And they got that big screen with like 20 games on at once. Bet like $10 on 5 games. And again, we talk a lot of gambling. We are like the little old ladies literally going to bingo with our little...
Right, stamper.
You know, Well, in our day, the women used to carry a thing of pennies, a little sack of pennies.
To put over
the... That's what they would use. They'd use pennies for their bingo thing.
Yeah.
That's who we are.
I want to go
there. I'm going to put out another $5 on the Broncos.
I want to go and sit at that that high top right next to where you place your bets and just listen to the guys putting down 500.
Oh,
you know?
Oh, yeah.
Because those guys know what they're doing. We don't. And then, you know, if I hear three people put 500 on the same thing, I'm jumping over there.
Remember I told you I did that and I lost? The guy was saying, Broncos. This is the
that's true.
This is the biggest, this is the hottest bet going the country. Broncos getting 6 against, I think it was the Chargers.
No, but that guy,
24-0 the final score.
No, that's not what I would do. You were told that by the guy at the counter.
Well, a guy was placing a bet and bragging about it. And I'm kind of like, what's that all about? He's here. Which is weird, because normally when guys place bets, they keep it to themselves.
Yeah, they do.
The real guys keep it pretty quiet.
The big money guys.
Yes.
Because they don't want anybody to know. I'm sure they just file it all in their taxes. So, no, I'd like to follow, you know, like horses too, right? Kind of stand in line, see what the guy in front of you does.
Okay, let me ask you this. This is something I've wondered. I've never asked anybody this. Let's say by chance, we made a $10,000 bet.
Mm-hmm.
And we won. Now, I know they take a bunch of that first, right?
The house?
Don't they? Isn't there something at a casino where if you went over $1,500, I think it is, they come up to you with a tax form or something before they pay out?
I think it's more than $1,500, but
is it? But I think there's an amount, isn't there, where they don't let you out of the casino?
No, you got to sign something that.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is this. So do you then still have to claim that on your taxes at the end of the year? And here's my other question, part B.
What if you lose it all?
What if you lose that same amount during the course of the year? Is that a wash? Because I had bookkeeping class, and I got a C. So I paid attention.
Did you actually talk about gaming winnings in your bookkeeping class?
No.
In Nagani? Okay.
No.
I don't know. That's a good question. I do think, you know, you win a lot of money. They give you a tax form. I don't think the judge is going to be real sympathetic if you lost it. So I think it's income.
You know, I had statistics, which is the hardest class I ever had in my life.
Yeah.
The only thing harder than statistics was that first, 20 minutes I sat in physics class before I left.
That's a tie, physics and statistics.
And don't even get me started on organic chemistry.
It's organic.
Oh, maybe organic. I went to the wrong class.
Yeah, I think you did.
But anyway.
Organic. Okay, anyway, go ahead with your stats.
He was thinking of origami.
That's what it was. You made those little things. They're awesome.
Something. Yeah.
Let's sell these.
Paper.
Right.
It's unbelievable. So anyway, the only thing I learned two things in statistics class. The word permutation.
Yeah.
And if you flip a penny 500 times.
Yeah.
And it comes up heads all 500 times. And you're going to flip it that 501st time.
Right.
What are the odds? What is it?
Everybody's taking that.
50-50. Yeah. But you would think, no. Because, I mean, these are some really smart kids in the class.
Yeah.
Well, let me see, 500 times so-and-so.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And it's like, no.
Yeah.
And you know who I think screwed himself over on that one time? Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, in two playoff games that went into overtime, one was against Arizona and one was Seattle. In those two games, he made the call, and he called tails both times. And I wonder if his mind, it was like, well, in that Arizona game I called tails, you know, should I do that? But he stuck with it. I'm sure he thought, no, you know what? That's my favorite one. It doesn't matter what the odds were. And he did tails both times, and he lost both times.
Really?
And the other team won the game because of it. Isn't that bizarre?
Well, last night the guy picked heads. He lost.
Which game?
Yeah.
The game that wouldn't end.
Yeah.
New England and Tennessee.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was crazy. There were some crazy games yesterday.
Oh, man.
There were some really crazy games yesterday.
NFL loves that.
Got a text here at the Kentucky Derby. You see picking up losing tickets to declare a loss.
You know what?
Wow. Can we go to the casino and show who we bet on and then give the final score?
We'd have to be there for the game because they throw their tickets down. They're all mad.
Well, I think we could probably just use ours.
Here, Judge.
Anybody need some? I got plenty. I got plenty of my own.
That's interesting. We should do a show on gaming, but know what we're talking about.
We're going to.
I'd like that.
We're going to
bring somebody in that understands the tax implications of winning big or just winning small like we do.
You okay, because I mean? We talk big and we don't really know what
no,
we're doing.
Exactly. That's what
but
I'm saying.
But you know what we I finally, I was too. Watching your show last night, Jim, and I finally found the Packers were, or who, what are this, and they're in place, it says it's minus 175.
Yeah.
Do you know what that means?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you do?
Isn't that where you bet $175 to win 100?
Well, I think if you bet 100, you win 75. Isn't that it? I think so. Oh, okay. Now you got me confused again. All right.
Well, then what's plus 175?
You win. You bet $100 and you win $175. You know, plus your 100 that you always put in.
Yeah. And the minus is that no matter if there's a minus in front of it, it's $100. That's what you're saying.
What do you mean?
If it's minus 125, it's minus 175, it's minus 50, that it's $100 and then you win that. Is that what you're saying?
No. You bet $100 to win 75.
Okay, that's what I just said.
When it says minus 175.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you only win $75. You don't win $100.
Yeah, that's not the way to look at it. You win 175 because you already lost 100 because you gave it to the guy.
But you clear $75.
Okay, that's true.
You clear $75.
All right, we're going to get somebody in here to talk about that.
Yeah, we are. We're somebody that's a lot smarter than us.
It won't take much.
Yeah. Also, did I mention Matthew McConaughey's birthday today? Sometimes he seems really weird, and then other times he seems cool, and then other times he seems... Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. Who's the guy from The Matrix?
Keanu
Reeves.
Yeah.
Kind of the same way, right?
Yeah.
Like, they're cool, and then you're like,
Good call. Which way is this? Although, Joaquin Phoenix can be like that, too. Yeah. But when he's weird, he's really weird.
When he was on The Letterman Show.
Remember that?
Yes.
Letterman was PO'd on that one.
Is this the guy that dabbles in politics?
McConaughey? I don't know. He shows up on the sidelines of football games a lot, Texas games, and things like that. He almost seems like he should be older.
Yeah. I can't get over that. Machio's what? 63.
He's married to some actress, isn't he, Todd?
Who's that?
Ralph Macchio.
I'll look it up.
I think he is.
And then what's
Diddy?
You passed over him. Diddy? Is he the guy that's gonna never see the light of day again? Is that the guy we're talking about?
We'll see.
He's in New York. Oh yeah, no, that guy's toast. Yeah. Wow.
Okay, yeah. Give me a pen.
Uh oh.
This is the stuff he can't say on the air.
Yeah.
He writes it to me. Yeah, no, I think he's pretty much done. All right, what else? It's candy day. Johnny, favorite candy? Mine is obviously the Kit Kat bar. What is yours?
Remember I told you about that issue I had with my book thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're not talking about Diddy.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. The printer screwed up. My books?
I know.
When I was signing a book, in my book was a thing about a lady saying things he did to her.
Oh, really?
That was accidentally included in my book.
Well, that'll help you sell.
that one book.
Good point. Those 59 pages.
Take the money.
Actually, you know what I did? I ordered one out of Amazon.com just for myself to see, to make sure it was just a one-time screw-up by the printer.
And it was?
Yeah, it was clean. It was good, so.
Did they get back to you and do a little bit of an audit?
Remember I told you that story?
Well, you said you called them. I don't know. I don't think I remember that.
And I had a real nice conversation, but I could not understand what they were telling me.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know what? They sent me an email back and said, "Dear sir, thank you so much for your respect and your patience and blah, blah, blah."
They
and
are kind.
I'm sorry. Could you just say that one more time? And I would listen so close and try to write it down, and I don't know what they were saying.
Yeah, I know.
I know. I'm not saying, hire America. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is, I just wish I could understand what you're saying.
Well,
being so helpful, but I don't know what you're saying.
They got that chat and the email and everything. It's for you old white guys.
Coming up, Dr. Aaron Stevens, Purveyor Health Helping in South America. Elizabeth Jolly Haslett, Heritage Hill Veterans Event coming up. Rob Domofsky, ESPN. We got a good show for you, folks.
That Bolivia thing's interesting. That Doctors Without Borders or go down to another country. Yeah. And
I always think of Mike Tyson at the time. They're going to say, Mike, what's left for you now? And he meant to say, I'm going to fade away into oblivion. And he said, I'm going to flee the way into Bolivia. Back after this.
He was a Midwestern boy on his own. She looked at him with those soft eyes so innocent and blue.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future. But some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools. Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment.
The kick is up and wide left.
Why don't they customize the goalposts? Make them wider.
Gina Della from Pella, how'd you get into the booth?
And why just yellow? Add some green stripes.
Sure, Gina. Should they also remove the G at midfield and paint a Pella crest?
Okay, Wayne, you can't customize a football game to go the way you want, but Pella can customize your home the way you want.
Right now, get 0% interest for 60 months.
Visit PellaWI.com.
Hold your appointment on or before November 8th. Certain restrictions apply.
Guess what? The kids are coming up for Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's great news. Speaking of Thanksgiving, our neighbors said all their kids were coming up too. They were worried about the high cost of groceries, though.
Are you going to roast the turkey this year, or should I?
And they blamed it on inflation. It seems everyone is blaming everything on inflation.
Oh, they shouldn't blame inflation. The Fed is cutting interest rates, for crying out loud. Next year, when I'm in Congress, I'll ask the grocery industry why they are using their market power to make record profits while selling us less food. You know, ask them why they are price gouging us.
Good idea. Now, this Thanksgiving, I'll roast the turkey and you get ready to roast the price gougers.
I'm John Zarbano and I approve this message.
Paid for by John Zarbano for Congress.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Funny.
Hey, welcome back. Man, was this a good album, Todd, or what?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Hollywood Nights album, Bob Seger. Just a great, great album.
Over the weekend, you start scrolling on social media, and I think I was on Instagram, and I came across a woman, I believe down in Tennessee, who's a drummer, and she takes all the greats, like that song, and she does the drumming part on it, and she's so good.
Okay, can I tell you something I've gotten almost like addicted to?
What?
This girl. On Facebook or YouTube, whatever, at YouTube. Yeah. Okay. Her name is Lauren Jumps. She does jump rope things to songs, to current, hip, cool, old songs. She is amazing. Have you seen this, Jim?
No.
You got to see this.
I don't think Todd, guys our age are on TikTok.
I don't know if it's TikTok or not. Can you play one thing?
I can't. Today, I'm having some audio problems.
Lauren Jumps. It's mind-boggling how unbelievably athletic she is. Because when I used to work out with that boxing, I used to try to jump. I'm pretty good. Yeah. You jump on one foot for a while, then you switch.
Backwards.
But the key is to have a really good jump rope, actually. With the bearings and size, you just got to flick your wrist a little bit. That's the key.
Does she do it by herself, or she's jumping?
Does it by herself, but she's mind-boggling.
Wow.
Uh-oh, we got a text here. Aloha!
This is great.
Aloha, fellas. Sending love from Maui.
Isn't it?
Nikki Z.
Wow.
Hello, Nikki Z.
In Hawaii for what, a week, huh?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I told her, I said, hey, I hate to mention this. I don't want to put this in your head, but you see a guy got his leg bit off, surfer in Maui the other day, and he still swam to shore. Now, that's a tough guy.
Wow.
That is a tough guy.
That's a tough guy.
That's a tough guy. Told Nikki, don't even think about that.
No,
in the water. Enjoy Maui. Forget about the sharks.
Told her that 3-4 times.
Just don't think about it.
Don't think about that guy that got bit by a shark.
Take a nap and just go on out.
Just don't think about it.
Just be careful of currents. Yeah. Don't carry out.
And the sharks. I mean, not the sharks. Yeah.
Whatever. Oh, my God. Did you see about that other lady, though? I'm going to tell you something. She was a surfer over in, Indonesia. But she's Italian. World champion. Stefani, somebody, yada, 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 yada. She died surfing the other day.
Well,
in a way that would happen to me. Because it'd be like, what happened to Mino? Did you hear about it? You didn't hear? No. Wow, that's one in a billion. That's Mino. She got stabbed, impaled by a swordfish.
Oh, my goodness. That is the way you'd go.
That's the way I would go.
Didn't that one famous guy?
Wasn't he stung by a...
That was a stingray.
That was stingray. A stingray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. That was but a shark. But he was stung in the chest,
same type of thing.
Yeah.
So was it poisonous or was it just she blew out?
No, just okay. Swordfish. Which, when they say swordfish, do they mean marlin? So, I mean, marlin, of course, have the big, long... Because people... I went marlin fishing one time in Hawaii.
Wow.
And we didn't think about it. It was a waste of money. But anyway, the guy said, okay, if we get one and it's on the boat, we just want you to know something. People have been killed and severely injured when you bring a marlin onto the boat.
Because of the...
Because they're...
Whatever.
He said it's like somebody with a spear and they're going to be trying to spear in everything in sight. So if we do get one on board, just climb the ladder and get out of the way.
Yeah.
So
I would heed that advice.
I would too. Yeah.
So
Nikki, don't want to just
Don't
forget swordfish. Don't even think about swordfish.
I don't know. Isn't that like your chances are better of like winning the lotto or getting hit by lightning? I mean, come on, you really gonna not go surfing?
Do you know
how many
things in my life where it's been like, oh, that's one in a billion? How would that ever happen to me?
Right.
What are the odds of that happening?
And you're the guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No. I'm gonna be honest, I would go surfing. I think the fellow upstairs,
scuba diving
there's days
sure.
where he's in a not so great move. It's like, I'm going to screw with Mino. I ain't going to bleep with Mino.
Yeah. Well, that's maybe he's using you as a vehicle
Speaking of which, Tom, you're talking about Tom Brady?
Yeah.
He said something last night, and I thought, can you say that? And this coming from a guy that has said things you shouldn't say and whatever, because you talk all your life for 8 hours a day. Did you hear what he said? I'm just going to say this. He said something to the effect of, well, he really got screwed by that play. Is that okay? Can you say that in a national broadcast?
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
I think you can.
Okay.
So
okay.
Yeah.
Just didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe not the best choice of words.
Yeah. Right. I mean, this is Tom Brady on the nationally televised game, and he used that word. And I just didn't, is that appropriate in regular settings now?
I just think that's a really interesting study on talent because, like, the best football players get the most money. The best business people usually make the most money. But, boy, when it comes to sports casting, it's not. Because I listen to you on Fridays once in a while. You know, the booth is the booth, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the play is the play.
Yeah. Right?
They're going to pass or they're going to run, and I just don't know how those guys got up to that $1 million.
Just the name,
thing.
Just the attraction name.
But why does that make you watch it any different?
Not me.
I don't. Anybody,
not at all.
Anybody?
Not even.
I'm
the
not watching
slightest.
This. I'm going to watch this because so and so. You follow your team, not the announcer.
I agree. I totally agree with you.
I don't think
on
they
that.
Have a following at all.
I got to be honest with you. I don't think Troy Aikman's very good. Troy Aikman always seems disinterested. Like, kind of bored
watch,
to be here.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that play didn't go anywhere. Another thing that Troy Aikman, I've always felt he does, it'd be like, I like Joe Buck. I think Joe Buck is good. I know a lot of people think he's biased. I don't. I think he's great. But it'd be like, you know, so Tony Romo back to pass, throws downfield. Oh, he hits his receiver for a gain of 14 and a first down. Well, what he did is when he was in the pocket, he saw his receiver and he hit him between the defensive back and he got a first down.
Yeah.
And I almost, if I was Joe Buck, I'd be like, yep, that's what I just said.
That's exactly what I just said.
That's exactly what I just said.
I want to go back to, I don't think, I've never, ever tuned into a game.
Because of the announcer?
Never.
Totally agree.
I don't get it. How those guys got that kind of money.
Yeah.
And that's real money.
Ho-ho! $18 million a year? For what? 18 weeks?
Mido.
Ho-ho!
Yeah, that's wow.
Wait. If I made real money, would I be complaining about a 55 and over breakfast and 3.49 for a diet soda?
You probably would.
Yeah, probably.
So.
Back after this.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from our Madison studio, where I welcome King of the Hill and Futurama TV writer Mike Rowe and musician Eric Jelland from Mascot Theory joins me in the studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
We can't forget to vote before November 5th.
We can't forget to vote for Glenn Grothman because of his work on the southern border.
I'm voting for Glenn because he's finding the big spenders in Washington.
Dad, you should vote for Glenn Grothman because he's leading the fight to support employers for people with disabilities.
And our neighbor should vote for Glenn, too, because he's fighting to keep the Chinese Communist Party from buying American land.
I guess that settles it. We're voting for Glenn Grothman.
I'm Glenn Grothman, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Glenn Grothman for Congress.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support.
WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.